As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That is, in every aspect of how we live, we have to learn to think spiritually. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you today about two transformed marriages. We've had some pretty heavy stuff this week, haven't we? We've been talking about suffering. And again, people say to me, why do you talk so much about suffering? Well, Jesus asks us to suffer with him. He tells us that we must have tribulation in this world. And by suffering, you know, I mean little things as well as the big things, just the little inconveniences and delays and disappointments. What kind of response do we give? And of course, the real test of the reality of our Christian faith is in our response. First of all, to little things, because those are the kindergarten lessons. And if we skip the kindergarten lessons, we're not going to do very well in high school, are we? Well, many of you, I'm sure, would like to see some changes in your marriage. I get a lot of letters from both men and women who wish that there could be some changes in their marriages. And these are two letters which will hearten and cheer you and remind you of the power of prayer. The first one says, is God in the miracle business, one may ask? You betcha is my reply, because I am a miracle, our marriage is a miracle, and my husband will be a miracle totally in Christ's perfect time. I've written this poem in honor of our 26th anniversary. To my dearest husband, can you believe we'd been married for 26 years, days filled with laughter, heartache, and tears? There was plenty of sunshine in spite of the rain, a mixture of joy and sorrow and pain. We both made mistakes and have learned from each one that marriage takes work. It's not all laughter and fun. I stayed by your side when the going got rough, when others would say, haven't you had enough? I wouldn't listen. I knew deep within that to give up on our marriage would be more sorrow and sin. Well, there's a wise lady. She says, our love for each other, I believed all along, would only take time to be healthy and strong. So to God I prayed, thy will be done. He answered that prayer and made our lives one. Our life is now beautiful, a gift of God's grace. The joy that we share, even death can't erase. I've learned that true love is giving all that you can, and after you've given, keep giving again. Forgiving each other, day in and day out. This is the secret of what love's all about. That's why we've made it. To God I did cling. Together, sweetheart, we have everything. And she says, may God bless you, Elizabeth. I appreciate you and the ministry that you share to my heart every day. And she tells the station that she listens to, and she says, P.S., my husband and I are joyously awaiting our first grandbaby in a few weeks. Please pray that I'll be a spiritual Grammy. Well, bless you. Thank you so much for that encouraging letter. I gather that her husband has not yet made the kind of changes that she's looking for, but she is obviously totally at rest in the will of God, cheerful, trustful, and patient in waiting. Then I had three letters from one lady, I think all written in 1 week. And I'm not sure whether I can read fast enough to get through this, but this was such a good letter that I thought, here's something to cheer you up on a Friday. She says, dear Elizabeth, I sent you a letter earlier in the week pouring out my soul to you. This week, you are talking about your book, Passion and Purity. You mentioned that some people think you are old-fashioned, etc., etc. Well, I praise God that you are and are a living testimony that God can keep you, guard you, protect you, deliver you, and rescue you and me from the evil one. I appreciate your teaching ministry, and although I have blown it in the past, I, at least for the remainder of my life, want to live as God increases my knowledge of purity, holiness, and faith in believing that He is all-powerful and only a prayer away from unleashing that same resurrection power in my life, to live a life of purity, etc. I just wanted to share something special with you so after you get my letter, you don't think I'm in a state of total despair. I'm learning to lean on Christ more and more to change my thinking about things. My husband, and I'll call him John, has been so sweet this week. Today is our 25th anniversary. Although our marriage has been hard and unfulfilling, as you heard in the first letter, I still cherish it and want it to be all that God wants it to be. We don't have any money to do anything special, so last night we went to our local county fair and they had an oldies band there, and I requested a special love song for us to be sung. Not many people stay married for 25 years, huh? It was a little embarrassing at first, but then I thought, no, I want everyone to know this is my husband, and I love him, and I'm proud of him. Well, if you could have seen us. I spilled a sausage sandwich all over me, and John was in his dirty, greasy work clothes. We were a sight to see. My husband says, now everybody in the country will know who John and Mary are. And of course, those are not their real names. I guess this seems insignificant to you, but somehow God put a tremendous desire of love in my heart for him. I tell you, it came from above. I ask God today in prayer that I don't want the silver or the gold that you sometimes get on a special anniversary like this, but that I wanted liberal wisdom in its place and knowledge and understanding. These are more precious and priceless, and this is what I need to go on to be the wife God wants me to be. Elizabeth, God is answering prayer, and he just put within me a tremendous desire to love John. I need to have this love, because it is this pure love, agape, that covers a multitude of sins and doesn't keep track of wrong being done to me. And let me remind you, my listeners, that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, love keeps no account of evil. Her letter goes on, I need so desperately to have my attitude changed. God is bringing healing. Oh, how I have prayed for this. I gave John a beautiful card that says, I promise to love you, with many verses and special meaningful words that say exactly what I wanted to say. I told him I wanted to renew my vows, since I'm a Christian now. And this says so much on that line. I told my husband that if God permits us to live another 25 years, I would work at this marriage, especially with what I know now. May God's blessing and gracious hand be upon us. I really can't explain the precious feeling I have for John right now. It's just there. I don't want to get this letter too lengthy, but I couldn't help wanting to share it with you. I know that our marriage is far from perfect, but I ask God to revive me and John. And I do believe with all of my heart that he is working little by little. Please pray for us. I want my marriage to be truly a gateway to joy. And then the next letter, the third letter that she wrote in that same week, hi, it's me again. I'm sure you've never had anyone send you three letters in less than a week. Oh, well, bear with me, okay? Since I wrote you a letter earlier this week on my marriage perils and then a letter of light breaking through it all by the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and gracious Almighty God, this letter had to follow. You see, my dear friend, when my husband and I came home from work, there was love in his eyes. I have not seen it in a very, very long time. He told me that the other night, when I requested that special love song, that it was a very, very special time for him. He claims he's not felt that close to me ever, maybe. I was trying to figure out why he would say that. I pondered on it for a while. There he was, Elizabeth, dirty and greasy from work. He's overweight somewhat. Big old clunky work shoes. And I showed him off. I didn't care how he was dressed or what he looked like. I think he thought that was so special that I would show everyone that I love him. He kissed me quickly but gently. And the crowd cheered. You know what, Elizabeth? Unknowingly, I built him up that night. I made him special. We hardly knew anyone else was around as the entertainer came down off the stage and sang this love song to us. It was like we were dreaming somehow. Well, I never dreamed something so simple, would make such an impact. I many times have ignored or been embarrassed by him because of his dress and his being dirty and greasy when we go out. I am ashamed. I need to build him up. Well, Elizabeth, to go on, I told you that the Lord just filled me up with this love for John. I have never been more aware of God's presence in my life. I don't even think about the wrongs. The word is transforming, and the truth will set you free. I don't know why exactly, but I want to treat John like he's the most important man in the world. I've never felt that way before. The desire is overwhelming to me, almost. God does answer prayer, and she's got 3 exclamation marks. I have prayed for this. Now it seems that God provided over and above that which I have asked. Somehow he put sweetness in John's heart right now. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit is more powerful than drink or than hurts. This has all been realized just this week and most powerfully. Don't worry, I'm not being tempted to rely on feelings alone, but on the whole truth of Scripture. I know that these special few days may not last, but God has given this to me as a hug from my Heavenly Father and encouraged me to keep on praying, keep on loving John unconditionally and abiding and continuing in his word. I believe that God knew I was at the brink of despair and hopelessness, and he has reached down and let me have hope and encouragement. Don't you think so, Elizabeth? Yes, I do. And may God himself also give hope and encouragement to anyone listening who's at the brink of despair.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.